Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say, say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all
for
say.
Me.
Gave it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
Together for the Lord this morning. Yes, the truth has set me free. The devil is a liar, and today is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, let's rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, this is Real Talk with Pastor E, live from the Now Network Studios, and this is our continual variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic, principle-based messages, but we want to still worship our God extravagantly through all of our struggles, through all of our situations, but we must keep it real and know he must be elevated throughout our time here on this dimension. Oh, I like that. Family, we are fully divided to Jesus, devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And yes, with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity given. And yes, through works of charity and by actions and love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will. Yes, that is a guarantee. We will reach the lost and unsaved. Well, good morning, family. This is another great opportunity for us to come together. And I think God has using this broadcast, Real Talk, as a bouncing board to where we're going and some of the news and some of the things we're going to be growing into the new season. And I know that word, old, new. You're going to be hearing a lot of that in the next 34 days, something in that area before we get ready to cry. You're going to hear that word a lot, new. And it's mostly people reminding you of what could have been, what should have been. But we remember we're preparing ourselves for something that has never, ever been done before. And that is a divine relationship with God. Let's keep it real today that we're not looking for physical attributes or physical gifts, but spiritual gifts that grow us in relationship with him that is undoubtedly given to him totally. He gets all. We are fully devoted to more of him. It's never enough. I do not graduate when it comes to God. I do not get plaques and certificates. What I do is I elevate and go to another level in relationship with God. And it's the most important thing that we as brothers and sisters, keeping it real with one another, that we need to continue to encourage, provoke, and love on one another. It's enough is enough of the time and day when you worried about your thing. We're not gonna have any accountability because that's just on you. And when it's all said and done, that's who God is gonna hold accountable, you. But as brothers and sisters, we need to keep it real with one another of accountability, of dedication, of this crossover dynamics that we know that we are preparing ourselves. Oh, we're in prep mode here on the network. We're in prep mode because we're getting ready for the place that has already been made ready for us, and we're ready to get in our season. We're ready for the new beginning season 2018. Let me speak for myself. I'm ready, but I know I can't go. I can't add to it. I can't take away from it. I need to stay in my time with God that I continually prepare myself for that voyage, for that trip, however you want to call it, that train. But we must encourage each other. That's what Real Talk is about today, encouraging someone else. Now, I want to ask, and no one, don't dial one right now, or you can, but I'll bring you on later. Who committed the challenge? The Thanksgiving challenge was to forgive somebody, let somebody off the hook. It could be somebody you're still in a relationship with that still think you're holding on to something that happened years ago. Did you accomplish the task? Not the task of me, because I had to be the first one to let somebody off the hook. And I believe I believe for my efforts, I released five personally. There's many more that don't have the number, but in the spirit, I've released the spirit of anger and animosity and vengeance. I've released those things in the spirit a long time ago. But don't you know, it still takes a time that someone hears from us to say, you know what, brother, I really am over it. Call me if you need prayer. Call me if you're going through. I got a word for you. I tell you, the solution to forget and to forgive is to love. And no, you do not have to set yourself up. And no, you don't have to make yourself vulnerable because now you're a new person. Oh, no. The old has left behind. You're no longer committed to those old sins. You're no longer even a liable to the old fears. You don't have unforgiveness because you're working daily to be forgiven. Now, we know the principle to be forgiven, you must what? Forgive. I'm not held down or burdened with my past failures. I don't have the yokes around my neck of my lost dreams. And I am not trying to remake some unfinished commitments that I made that I was responsible for not following through. I am crossed over. This is a seasonal positioning of crossed over. Meaning I've crossed over, and I'm going to continue to cross over because every day is a day of crossing over. You must be new in Christ daily. You must be a new creation daily. Old things must stay behind you, passed away daily. Behold, all things become new daily. There's that word. I just for some to say, I just be making it up. But let's go to the dictionary. Let's look at the definition. It's an adjective. New is an adjective. But watch what it says in the number one. I don't even like number two or anything else. I'm looking at number one because this is what spiritually is being blossomed in me. This is the mindset I have to have. I don't need to even have an alternate. I don't want controversy. I want truth. Watch this. Number one, not existing before, made, introduced, or discovered recently or ever, or now for the when now for the first time, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now for the first time. That tells me that I cannot try to make it up. I cannot try to recreate it. I cannot renew it. I must let it go into the past of my leaving behind. I want to touch someone directly on this statement. There are some past dreams that you were holding on to, thinking God was going to blossom it up because you messed up before. And God, yes, God gave us dreams, visions, and ideas when that came. But when you do not live up to your part of the bargain is obsolete because it's now old. It can't be made new again. Now, can God give you a new vision? Yes, but it will not look like, sound like, resemble what was old. It will be something never, ever existed before, not something never made before, something never introduced, something never discovered. But now for the first time, oh my God, are you ready for new? New love, new commitment. Because when you leave the old behind, you cross over to have all things become new again. I don't want to obey the way I used to obey. I need a new obedience. I don't want the same dedication I had. Even though my dedication was strong in my season of 2017, I need new dedication. Some may say, oh, you were committed. I need new commitment. Oh, my God, it's never enough. I know somebody said, man, that's a lot on me. Yes, it is. All I can ever remember when I say is, oh, that's a lot. Man, look at the cross. There's nothing that we go through, endure, that matches the cross. And we're supposed to deny ourselves daily, take up our cross daily, that cross on Calvary. Not the pretty one that's on the wall or in the picture or no, the cross from Calvary. That is truly taking it up daily. So I need a new obedience, new dedication, new commitment, new passion, new purpose, new vision, because I require new results. Something never discovered, never seen, never done, never made, never discussed. But something God has already, watch this, done for me. See, God's work is finished. And I cannot push that harder for us to get in the mindset. You must change the way you think from the worldly way. Oh, listen to Exalting Jesus. The man of God can't get off of it because by renewing your mind, you are changing your thinking daily. Oh, if I thought this way yesterday, I need a new thought. I need a new way. No, I cannot let that old keep contaminating me because I end up with the same results. Nothing. And if we aren't really working the processes and going through the principles to have much fruit, how do we keep looking at our basket and blame God because there's only one apple? Or as we were having a conversation in the morning about the fig tree that looked so beautiful from far off and they were hungry and they diverted their route to go to the fig tree. And when they got there, the fig tree was bare. Everything that looked good is not good. You have to know how to identify from far off where life is. Because you have no, watch this now, watch. Because you have no resemblance to the past. You have left it behind. The principle of the old wine into a new wine. Don't you know you would destroy the anointing because you bring in contamination? This isn't where you beat yourself up. This is where you encourage yourself. You know what? I never looked at it that way. My thinking never changed to something new. New obedience, new dedication, new commitment, new passion, new purpose, new vision, and new results. If I need anything else, I need more results. And that's not what I see in you. I need new results in me. Because see, it's not up to me to make it new. It's not up for you to make it new. What did he say in Revelation 21 and 5? He says, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Something never, ever done before. Man can't do it. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. I make. Nobody does it but God. But don't you know, if you are not in the position to receive God, when now, how can you have the things that he made new? Oh, go to Ecclesiastes. You guys know the chapter 3. Everything God has done is finished, complete. It's overdone. You don't have to worry about his God doing a new thing. He's finished it. We can't add to it. We cannot take from it. But we must have an account of our past so we can see the new. Well, I've been looking for this because that's what it looks like. That's all you'll ever look for, but you'll never have it because God is in a new place. Our timing is off because we're looking old instead of looking new. We're looking down instead of looking up. But I'm here to encourage me, and through that, encourage you, start looking up. He says, if you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are where? Above, not which are on earth. We have to change our whole dimensional view. And stop using, watch this now, the physical view instead of the spiritual view. One of my high points of transformation is you have to make a decision not to live by the flesh. And and the only way you cannot live by the flesh is know the attributes of the flesh and know what to battle against. See, we talk the big talk, but we really don't have the ammunition to be new. Because as I made things, look what I did. Look how I put this together. Oh, girl, don't you? Man, look how I did this, man. I got it. Ooh, I'm the bomb. No, I'm nothing, because he makes all things new. But if it's already done, who has to get new? Who has to change positions? God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Why are we looking for him to be something different instead of us getting into the different, into the already, into the finished, into the complete? Into the preparation mode. Oh, he says, I go to prepare a place for, I just put my name on it. Because I want to be new in my season of now. Oh, I'm finna go there. When? Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, consistently, I must become new again. See, I'm getting better because I'm understanding that I can't waste no time. I'm growing because I'm not harping on the past or looking for the future. I know now is sufficient for itself. Let me do what I can do now. So God, what has already been done, can be seen. Instead of me claiming God did a new thing. No, I look differently. I'm looking new. I've changed from the woulda, coulda, shoulda realm to now the realm of anything is possible in God, through God. If I what? Believe. When I believe, I can receive. Where? Not on the outside, on the inside. I see things differently. The letter no longer is logos, but it's now the rhema word. Oh, my God. I don't see the letter that kills, but I see the spirit that gives life. I know table is not T-A-B-L-E, but it's the picture. Chair is no longer just a writing on the wall or an ad in the paper. It's a picture that says, no, that's my chair. I've designed my table, my chair for my mansion that has already been prepared for me. Oh, no, something new. All the time, I must stay consistent with the new. But we let the new go by. We let the new fade away because it's so much work. It takes a lot of work to stay in the new, because the new is when? Now. My God, now for the first time. Presented before you all, now, the new man. Somebody said, don't you get tired of saying that? No, I'm the new man. No, I'm not even what I just was. From the time we started this broadcast at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon on the East Coast, I'm not the same person that started this broadcast. Whew, thank you. I got about 10 high fives in the spirit, and neither are you. Oh, wait, here comes some more. I got a multitude with high fives of someone saying, you know what, I'm in agreement because I have a different revelation, a different spiritual perception. I'm no looking for the outside things to prove any. I'm looking for the spiritual stuff. Come on, let it write it in my mind. He says, I will write them on their hearts and put them in their minds. But when are you going to start looking at the right chalkboard? The chalkboard in your spirit. That's new. That's where you can really see the purpose of God, because you're there with God. And you have now took away all the things that would take out the clarity. I call it contamination for me. I like that word because I don't like those red X's on barrels. You don't know what's up in there. When you're going by and seeing anything nuclear, the big red crosses on it, you know, see, that's contamination. See, I have to get drastic to say, oh, no, that was, if you open that up, you open it up more than a can of worms, you are opening up death. Oh, my God. But I want to live, and I want to live when? Now. And what's now? Now's new. And I have to say this, as we're building up for the crossover. There are some people here, I mentioned this yesterday, and it's just stronger in my spirit every time I was just studying and reading this morning and preparing for this day, is that some of us need to be manageable. And I know someone say, I could deal with the whole season of 2018. Great, because you've been at this for a while. And then some say, no, man, I can only deal with it 6 months at a time. And some say, no, give me 3 months at a time. I know I can accomplish 3 months. And there's those of us that are humble to say, no, I better stay down at the 60 realm, because when 59 get there, I'm hearing them thoughts and them other things coming in. I can't close out because I'm thinking over and over. No. We have to be manageable. And you have to set the standards to say, no, I'm not going to overdo myself. Last year, even when Pastor D was talking about in September, it's our final quarter, and he broke it down into four quarters, so we have time to really – some of us didn't make that. Some of us had to go before the Lord, and when we said, can we finish strong in this quarter, we still didn't finish strong. We had to repent. And he forgave us, and we moved on. But that's still not good enough. We have to go to the Lord, and we have to be – we have to finish the work. We have to, the things we speak out, we must commit to that thing is going, I'm not going to let another thing return void. Not to me, but to God. And so in managing, you have to really take an evaluation of yourself. And all of these principles of becoming new and when, now, the first thing you have to evaluate, what can you handle? The Lord would never put more on you, but we take on things that we don't because we think somebody else might get in there. Well, we take on that job because they get the limelight. Oh, no, we volunteer for that because so my name could be on the program. Some of us need to back up and say, you know what? That's not for me. That's too much for my season. I am in this seasonal relationship with God to finish strong in every season. I can manage 3 months. Because in 45 days, now I'm winding down and now I'm going before the Lord and really holding myself accountable to finish strong. I'm going to up the ante this season. And we're going to go 4 months, 4, 8, and 12 within the, so I got three seasons within my season of 2018. But you have to manage where you, and I started out, believe me, trying to take on the whole, when God first gave me this new beginnings, oh my God, I've been celebrating this for a long time. It began and was developed on the mountains in Idaho, California, at Al Hattie's private Christian resort. It was birthed there back in 1998, but I have still continued it on and on and on. New beginnings, and it's grown for me every season. But you know what? I try to take it on all, fail bad. It was just like a resolution. It was just like a commitment we said at the midnight vigil when we stayed up all night and prayed and, oh, I'm going to do this better. And the next day, he was right back at it. That was me. But I learned to start managing and start to understanding that I cannot dishonor God with my efforts. I have to be more accountable. That's why we're so directed to be new in our obedience, new in our dedication, new in our commitment, new in our passion, new in our purpose, new in our vision, so we can now have new results. But we must, I must, you must become manageable. And who's the manager? You are. Who's the good steward? You are over your own. And that means leaving others to their own. And yes, we're called to help one another and support one another. But if somebody don't ask for help, why you keep trying to give it? If someone calls you after the fact, why would you even pray? I'm just going to keep it real today. When you know that this is a place of prayer. This is a place of prayer. And the phone is. Okay, we're going to cut you off there, partner. But I can't even go forward. I can't receive because I sit there on my own and think I can do it on my own and then call later and be like, no. See, we have to revert that and change the way we handle things and say, no, I need to be in the right position from the beginning. The way I start is the way I finish. And a lot of us are not finishing because we never started. And we cannot finish. We can never start. And if we can't start, we can never finish. Oh, it's going to catch up to you. But it's what you put in is what you get out. And this must be your day. And I pray that the ministry of mentoring and the ministry of love and everything that God has given us here on the network is helping and growing you. But I say today, it's for you to get it to online. It's for you to grow. It's for you to commit. It's for your obedience. It's for your dedication. And yes, I'm here to help. And yes, I'm going to pray for you. And yes, I'm not going to let you off the hook. Y'all know if you ever ask me to be in your mess, oh, I'm going to be in it. And nobody will ever know. But you know, here come that message. Call me. They'll already be like, oh, he's seen that post. Yes, I did. I don't watch pay. And I'll say this honestly. And this is from the bottom of my spirit. And God hold me accountable. I don't search people's pages for anything. Now, I know a lot of y'all let me post on y'all pages. Thank you. We're promoting the ministry. Thank you. But I don't scroll people's pages to see what's on there. Boy, I'm going to let you do something crazy. As soon as I go on there, it's the first feed I see. And be like, I turn my head next, like, I know you didn't put that. Okay, what are you doing? And I don't get on Facebook and blow nobody out, so nobody even knows who I'm talking about right now. But there's many that I say, what are you doing? I don't play. I'm real. This is real talk. Why you keep putting out there? Because I'm going to say this. The enemy watches Facebook more than we do. He's looking for things. See, especially when you call yourself a Christian and you say you got a new way of doing things. He is watching your mouth. Watch this, your spiritual mouth. I know it's your fingers typing, but that's your spiritual mouth. And what you type, it never comes out the way it should have been said if you heard it verbally. But the enemy is out there like a roaring lion. He's seeking to devour through your words and what you put out there. If I'm trying to attack you, you're giving me every bit of ammunition I need because you're putting it out there for millions and trillions to see. Shut your mouth. Oh, my God. Don't get mad at me. I mean that love. Stop putting your business in the streets that the streets keep using your business against you. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Get some confidential people you can trust in. Oh, it's plenty here on the network. There's plenty mentoring ships that come from this network that nobody ever knows about. I'm going to put that out there. All you have to do is ask. Man, the way you brought that word, could you please just help me a little bit? Because Pastor, he's a little rough. He can keep it real, real, real. And then you find out they just as real. And then it still helps us to grow. He's no respecter of person, family. This is for each and every one of us to go to the heights. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. We are just the same. No matter what level you feel you are, you can be the higher. All you got to do is do it. I don't care where you are. You feel like, man, he got that. You can have the same revelation. All you got to do is ask for it. How many today, oh my God, every time you open your Bible, you say, Lord, I am intentional for you today. I'm coming to your word because I need a divine word. Oh my God, I need a divine word. And that certain page flips, or there's a curl in the page when you look there and be like, wait a minute, that's not the word I was supposed to read reading. And he leads you right where he wants you to be. When you're intentional about his word, I am an intentional studier. Because I'll sit there and try to read a story of sleep. I get excited. I'm on my tip of my toes. Lord, when I open here, the fire is boiling. I'm excited because I know, thank you, Jesus. When I open this, revelation is going to be revealed to me. Yes, that's how I approach the word of God. Oh, my God. Woo! It just opened up to that. I'm not even going to read. That's for me. In my newness. Oh, my God. Thank you. I love you guys. I am so encouraged by how many listeners are growing off of the experience of the growth of other like-minded believers that are saying, you know, I'm willing to share my struggles. I'm willing to share my testimonies, and testimonies like how I made it over. No, testimonies. What am I doing right now to give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise? How can I go into my cities and tell everybody that God is good? No. Look at me. Yes, I'm different, but it's only because of God. I know I sound different. I know I'm doing things. That's only because of God, because God says he'll make everything new. Woo, and he'll make it new right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, don't hang up. We're not shutting off. I just want to pray us out of this session here. But Heavenly Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that you're continually to push us. And we thank you every Saturday morning. We are going to continue to grow in this crossover principle for 2008, from 2017 over to 2018. Lord, we thank you that we're growing in you. We thank you that you've allowed us the opportunity another day to tell somebody else about your love. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Family. Yes, this is still Real Talk with Pastor D. There's that segment that'll end us out for this season. I believe it's seven more Saturdays that we'll continue to share that word. I'm asking some others to come and get involved in that. I'll be reaching out. But in the midst of that, there are some issues that I wanted to bring up on Real Talk. We're going to be doing a show next weekend with Minister Carolyn. I was expecting her to be on, and I know she has some other obligations to do. But domestic violence is something that we talk about in October. And then it fades away. It fades away. It does. We celebrate, get shirts, and do shows about it and everything else. But you know, an hour later, you know, there are deaths, there are destructed families, there are complete jobs and employments being destroyed. But here's a couple of domestic violence statistics I want to put out there as we get ready for this broadcast next week. And I don't know how, if God is going to release this, because we've had some direct hits, and especially with women that are coming forth in all of our nation. But now, even in the inner cities, our women are really finding freedom to get away from bondage situations that are involved in domestic violence. Now, this isn't an excuse for anything, but I was looking at statistics about men and women that are domestic abusers. Most of them came from those type of households and those type of environments and those type of raisings. But on an average, this is just nationally here in the United States, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. That's saying that during 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men. I want to put that out there. Women and men that have been physically abused by an intimate partner. One in three women and one in four men have been victims of some form of physical violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime. We're looking for men for this broadcast next week. We're looking for all of us to come together and to really war against domestic violence. We have some other wars that we're launching also, the war of minds. We're going to continue to be praying about that, but we want to bring awareness of how the mind is being destroyed in our nation. And yes, you can say the world, but I live right here right now. So I want to hone in to how we can look into our own environments and the people around us. There's people that are being abused that live right next door to you or you go to church with or around it, because we're not aware and we don't pay attention. It goes by. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men have been victims of severe physical violence in their lifetime. 1 in 7 women and 1 in 18 men have been stalked by an intimate partner in their lifetime, to the point where they feel fearful of their lives and believe that someone close to them could kill them. Oh my God. On a typical day, more than 20,000 phone calls placed to domestic violence hotlines nationally. The presence of a gun in domestic violence situations increases the risk of homicides by 500%. Intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of all violent crimes. Women between the ages of 18 and 24 are most commonly abused by an intimate partner. Could be your daughter. That, because first of all, you didn't want him or her in that relationship. Then that becomes a secret. And then when the abuse comes because of shame, they don't want to come back then and share. We're not paying attention. 19% of domestic violence involves a weapon, some kind of weapon. Domestic victimization is correlated with a higher rate of depression and suicidal behavior. We have to really start looking at the after effects of these situations and become more aware, become more prayerful about this thing. Make this a daily exercise to speak against it and to be there to help anyone that's in this situation. As I said, we're looking for men and women to be a part of this series here on the Now Network on Real Talk with Pastor E, beginning next week. Minister Carolyn and the Sisters Against Gang Violence will be on the broadcast next week. She had a dear friend that she had been helping, and that's probably why she's not on her. That funeral was today. And on the East Coast at 11 a.m. And that came from domestic violence, that the young man murdered her and her son. And there's some other cases that have come out recently because of this incident and Minister Carolyn and her team speaking out about it, that now they want to come forward. We're really being serious about this. Next week is going to be a dynamic Real Talk with Pastor E. And we need your help. We need your involvement. If it's something you know that you need to get out there, come on, get in touch with me. And you can be synonymous. You don't have to put your name out there, but we want to know what to talk about, what to bring up. Rape. Watch this. 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men in the United States has been raped in their lifetime. Now, don't look at the statistics so much. They were 1 out of 71 men. Do you know how many men there are in this world? Almost half of female population, 46.7%, and male population of 44.9%, victims of rape in the United States were raped by acquaintances. 45% of the female's rape victim and 29% of the male victims were raped by an intimate partner, someone you live with, love in a relationship with. Stalking. Watch in our country. 19.3 million women and 5.1 million men in the United States have been stalked in their lifetimes. I know everybody raised their hand on that one. Like, yep. 60% of female stalking victims and 43% of men reported being stalked by current or former intimate partners. See the levels, because rape leads to stalking. Stalking leads to rape. And watch this. They both lead to homicide. A study of intimate partner homicides found that 20% of victims were not the intimate partners themselves, but family members, friends, neighbors, persons who intervene, law enforcement, responders, or bystanders. 72% of all murder suicides involve an intimate partner. 94% of the victims of these murders suicides are female. Children and domestic violence. 1 in 15 children are exposed to intimate partner violence each year, and 90% of these children are eyewitness to violence. Now, you know, I've said this all the time. This is an excuse, because we need to be more. We need to be more conscious, first of all, what we let our kids see and be a part of. Children are the future, but what are we putting in those children? If they are watching this, whatever you put in is what comes out. If they see domestic, they're going to become domestic. And we're not changing or breaking it. I'm talking to those in your own houses that nobody knows about. I'm talking about in that back room stuff that your children been watching all along, and then when they end up doing it, you say, "Stu, are you crazy? I've been watching you do this all my life." There's economic impacts. There's physical impacts. There's physical and mental impacts from domestic violence, and we must be more aware. We must be more aware. I'm going to say that again. We must be more aware. And all you have to do is Google it. That's not something I study or had around. I Googled that information because I wanted some statistics, some now statistics. That as we get ready to open this up, as we get ready to break this veil, we can't go in halfway. We have to go all the way, and we must be prepared for this discussion. But we're going to thrive that every week. We are going to acknowledge and going to make ourselves available to be there for domestic violence. Now, if you are on there right now, you say, "Man, I need to." We do have a P2P hotline that is at area code 562-413-3710. Again, the P2P hotline for any prayer requests, anything that may be going on and you need to get in touch with us. We'll call you back on that number. You won't get it. It won't get answered. But I know that it's a fast response on that. And you will get a live phone call back, more likely from me. But area code 562-413-3710, the P2P hotline. But we must become, all of us, ministers of domestic violence. I share this all the time, that it's not only about becoming new, but now, you know, he's given us a ministry of reconciliation. We have to correct the path. We must make the crooked road straight by reconciliation. Oh, yes, it's up to you as much as it is up to me. That's your call. That's your ministry just much as it is mine. But we need your help and we need your involvement. Now, I want to open up the lines now. And give, if you have a comment, have something you'd like to share in this moment or want to dedicate to being a part of this, go ahead and dial 1 right now. We're going to open up the lines here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Minister Terry Herbert, God bless you, woman of God. I know you're passionate about this subject.
Yes.
We talk about it all the time, and we do make it knowledgeable, but we could do better. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, glory be to God. Good morning, Pastor, and all the listeners. I tell you, you know, I've been listening from the beginning to end, but just now with this domestic violence, because as we speak, somewhere is going on. And you know what, Pastor, you said that age, and I testify, I am a survivor. I was in at age 19 and domestically violated so bad, black and blue facially. But I say glory be to God because the angels was over my life then. Mm. But you know what, Pastor E and the listeners, 3 months later, he was put into prison on death row for taking the lives of 2 people. Mm. And you know what, I say always thank God. That's why we have to be so thankful and just thank him beyond our circumstances, just thank him, period. But this is just so the women can be aware. Domestic violence, once it starts once, you got to get out because your life can be jeopardized. Your life can be taken because you may not know that person. Like you said, that person may have a history where it was happening in the household. And some of these people need help. So if you find yourself in that situation, love is something. Love covers a multitude of sin, but love will tell you to get out. The love
get
of God
out.
Will give you that. Get out right now. Right now.
Well, you know, and as you said that, I want to kind of just bounce in there and I'm going to release you because I know you have a lot to say. But I want to say this to the young person out there listening to me. You saw signs in the beginning. You could have been on your second date and he or she got irritated. Like, where'd that come from? That's a sign. Those are the things we got to look out for first in them date. That's what dating is, that you can really test and really experience. There were signs in the beginning. You'd be like, why did you go off about that?
Yeah.
That's going to be worse later. I guarantee you. If you see those things, you'd be like, that wasn't even called for. You need to now evaluate, is that the right person for you? Or not even if it's the right person for you, is that person safe for you? Go ahead, Mr. Terry.
Yes, you know what, Pastor E, you're so true about the signs, because I recall I seen the signs, because the things, checking to see where you've been, who you've been with, and what time you're coming back, you know, just constantly checking you when you're an adult, it's the same person. So the signs was there, and then you see signs when things are happening to other people, but sometimes we can be blinded in our own thing that we ignore those signs, especially sometimes at that age group. And it was happening with me, being given all these worldly things, diamonds and pearls and all these things that at 19 years old, I thought, oh, this is it, you know. But then on the other side, it was so many bad consequences behind it, you know. So we have to look at the signs. Ooh, I tell you, domestic violence, yes, and is minister going to be on, Pastor E? I would like to be a part, because it's happening, and it's happening on both sides, men and women, and not only physically, verbally also. Ooh, if a man's calling you out your name and you calling him out, that is violence also. So it's so many things that leads to, and the children.
So many, so many different
children.
Arms, yes.
The children, they see it in the household, and then they become the pattern. They think that's acceptable. So what are we teaching the children? You know, that touches dear to my heart, because I've been there, and I know, you know, years ago. But when it was, even years ago when I was 19, it's still so fresh because you have it. But you know what, though, Pastor E? I forgave. And once I forgave, you know, once you forgive, you just forget about it and move on. Because if you don't forgive a person of what's happened to you in your life, you won't be able to be yourself and the person God is calling you to be. So glory be to God.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, that's so true.
You said a multiple things today. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. I'm putting you on the list for next week's show. Anybody else want to be involved in this broadcast? I want as many voices. Let's do this nationally. Get in your own city. Invite some people. Take some screening in your own service tomorrow. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. On your pulpit tomorrow, every pastor, every minister, any person that gets to be able to speak to one people, ask them, if you really have a problem with domestic violence, we ask you to come forward and get help. If it's been 10 years, 5 years, you're still holding those old past hurts and pains, come forward. I guarantee you, one person in every church is going to come forward about this issue that no one ever asked them. Most people don't come forward because they didn't ask. You see what's happening in our society. They're coming out the woodworks, but because nobody ever asked. It was never something that was acceptable. And then once it broke the plane with Bill Cosby, and it took a long time. They've been after Bill for 5-6 years almost now, and they still haven't shown any proof. I'm going to leave that alone because I'm not into politicals. Yeah. But now they're opening the doors for it to come out with stuff that people have proof. These people, these Weinhursters, and all these people in the Kevin Spaceys, they have proof against these people, and now it's becoming an epidemic. We need to speak out about these things. Minister Sir Ryan Davis, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good evening. Good afternoon, man of God.
Good afternoon. I wasn't going to say anything, but I was praying, and the Lord dropped a scripture in my spirit to share. And I believe somebody needs to hear what I got to say about this. If I can just have about two minutes.
Sir, you have the floor.
Amen. So some people end up in these domestic situations, and they actually marry into those situations. And a lot of the times the enemy will trick you through the word of God to stay in a situation because we don't seek out the furtherance of understanding. And I was led to Mark 10 and 12. It says, "And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committed adultery." And sometimes what the enemy will do is use that verse right there particularly to cause people, even in the church, to tell people, you know, well, you can't leave. You can't leave. But I want to tell you, if you're listening to me, if you hear this by way of radio at some point later, that God's not calling up. The word of God says we are called to peace, that we are called unto peace, and that we are to seek those things that make for peace. So if you're in a situation with a person that is volatile and everything causes them to fly off the handle and become violent, then there is no peace in that situation. And God's not holding you in bondage to a situation that's going to be to your detriment. So don't let anybody use the scriptures to bind you when you have a mind to leave, because we don't want to hear about somebody being another funeral where they could have got out of a situation, you know. Well, but the Bible says, but we have to know what the Spirit says that gave us this Bible, so that we don't get trapped by somebody else's opinion of the word to keep you bound in a situation that can, you know, possibly kill you and kill you while there's still bitterness and resentment and stuff inside of you. So that's how that devil traps people. That's how he traps them, is to kill them while they're still in that situation, rather than for them to get out of the situation and detox, get all the toxic out of you. So I just wanted to share that with somebody that's listening. I don't know if who it's for, but I believe the Holy Spirit is spot on whenever he gives me something. So God bless.
That's spot on, because we're going to need that, the word to be exposed to people, to know that don't let somebody use the word against you. If you know the word, and that goes back to knowing your word for yourself and knowing where you stand with God. But we need that element next week, and we're going to be definitely coming with a lot and being ready in that area for a lot of scriptures. And if you could be a part of that, that would be dynamic. I'm telling you, this is going to be a dynamic move of God next Saturday morning at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12 noon. But we need the word. And that's when you started to share that, I was like, see, that was my next step here that we got to cover, is that people will come on and say, well, the word says this. No. You better, first of all, understand what God says, and knowing what God is talking to you in this moment. Thank you so much for that, man. That was right on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. Area code 225, last 45751. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm actually at work, but I just want to say one thing. This Irenisha. I watched my mom be slapped around when I was younger, and my brother daddy shot her when we was younger. And I just, you know, I grew up and I thought it was love to watch to be beaten by a man. And so the older I got, I seen that, you know, it wasn't love or whatever. This before I got saved. And it's someone out there that's probably thinking there's love because you don't have people around you to teach you or whatever. And so you go about just letting a man beat on you or abuse you or talk to you in a bad way. And I don't think that as a woman you should let someone treat you like that at all. Your time is now to come out. And it's really the mindset, because if you feel like you're a slave in your mind and you're not free in the mind, you have to allow the word to get into you and, you know, set you free. Because I always thought that was love, and it wasn't. It wasn't. I thought the only way to let a person, like, beat on me, I thought that it was love because I watched it. I watched it. I've seen it for so long at a young age, and it's not. If you need to be free from that, like, don't hold back. Like, say something. It don't matter how old you've grown or old, and maybe you held it in for a long time. Like, you need to say something about it. You can be free. Like, God want to set you free and allow him to set you free. Don't walk around thinking it's love. And I was one of those young ladies. Like, I allow men to treat me and talk to me any kind of way. They don't have to physically be putting their hands on you. It can be the words they say. You live with that. You live with that. That stuff getting your spirit in. I feel it's times I used to have low self-esteem about myself. I feel like I deserve to be treated like that. I didn't feel smart enough. And it's a lie. And you watch it sometimes go in your household. And you have to speak up. You have to say something about it. You have to say, talk to someone. Just say something about it. Speak up, because you don't deserve to be treated like that by anyone. And not only that, when I was 8 years old, I also was molested, and I didn't say anything about it. And then when I did speak about it, my family members, they took it as if, like, oh, that didn't happen or something like that. So, but my mom had passed, and I finally said something. My mom died when I was 11. I finally said something about it. And, you know, you hold that bitterness in, and you get older. And you have to speak up about it. When you go into relationships with someone who actually loves you and you still holding that thing in, everything they do, if they touch you or want to hug you, you jump and all kind of stuff, because you think they're like the rest. Like, you think they're going to do something to you and stuff. And you still a slave in your mind. Like, your mind frame not free. Like, it just say something about it. Just talk about it. Just, God want to set you free in every area of your life. If they cursing you, you're still not free. If you're allowing it, you have to say something about it. And that's, you know, I'm at work. I'm on break, but I just had to come in on this conversation. But that's all I want to say.
Well, we definitely want to give you an opportunity. I know you work on Saturdays. Prayerfully, Saturday might free up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He may free that Saturday up for you. We would love to have your opinion and that word, just what you shared right then. I know a young lady out there is going to hear this and be delivered to say, God, that sounds just like me. I can do better. Encouragement comes from our sacrifice and our willingness to share. So thank you so much, woman of God. God is blessing you.
Thank you. God bless you. And everyone on the line.
Amen. We love you.
Love y'all too.
All right. Anybody else? Come on, dial one. We got a few more minutes. I want your input. Don't make me throw you under the bus this morning, but we want your input, and we want to hear from you today and let you share how you can assist us in this area. It's going on in everybody's city. It's going on in everybody's families. Nothing's perfect out there, but it mostly because we're not aware and we're not talking about it. But we're going to make that available here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Definitely next week, the show is going to be off the chain. I know Minister Carolyn has two or three young ladies that's going to share. I have a couple of men. Brothers don't want to put it out there and let it be known. We're trying to get a voice changer and get some anonymous guests over here from the brothers, that the story can still get out there. But we're going to change the names and change the voices that we can still get it out there. Pastor Dwayne Collins, I know Pastor Ann is there with you. Welcome, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E.
Welcome. Thank you. I want to say, I'm at urgent care because she cut her feet like the other day. So I'm listening, and I had to come outside to say something. But you hit every point, Pastor E. You put it out there. We as men, you know, we don't want to take responsibility too, because we want to always save. I was in a violent relationship, you know, because a lot of folks is not Bible based. A lot of folks is not saved, you know, and a lot of folks don't have someone to call on, because most likely when that stuff happens, you don't have a place to go. You're afraid to leave the relationship. The person been a financial person, then you've been codependent. And so a lot of that stuff backs up with alcohol too, man. And alcohol plays a part in that, you know.
Drugs. And
low self-esteem, drugs. Yeah. And so we just, you know, we just got to put it out there, because everybody, you can't quote trip to everybody, you know. You can't give them the word, because they don't know the word. You know, the love of God hides all, has a multitude of faults. The love of God hides that stuff, so you don't have to do that kind of stuff, because he said once you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Well, folks out there that is not a home-based Bible, you know, they're not grow up in it. They didn't grow up understanding the word of God. You know, I was, I thought just that you get high, you know, you get drunk, you know, then someone say something to your girl, you know, it's the alcohol. It, you know, it says in the bottle is a lot of demons, you know. And we got to keep it real. We got to be real, because, like I say, sometimes everybody ain't in the church, but we have to let them know.
That's
that
right.
Escape. It's always the way to get out. That's if you want to get out. You know, we don't have to pull people's hands. You know, it's not. Some people don't know better, because, like I said, that's a lifestyle they grow up into. You know, I grew up, my mom had 10 kids. I ain't never seen my dad, you know. I mean, my mom, you know, I seen some times when my mom was abusive, got abusive and things like that. But she had 7 boys. And so I always grew up to protect my sisters, you know. I'm always the quick to jump in the dude's face. Hey, man, what you know. But now we're growing up, developing. We're learning. We're able to speak out. We're able to help things out. And so, you know, it always got to be a scapegoat. We got to let folks know, man, that you're able to walk up out of this thing. Love don't beat you up. Love don't give you black eyes. Love don't, you know, come in the room trying to kill you. That's not love. That's not love. And so love will bring you out of that kind of stuff. And we need to, you know, this needs to be more addressed. Even though tomorrow when I get on the pulpit, you know, I'm telling the congregation, because I know it happens in the church.
Yes.
You know, it happens in the church, not just in the church, but like I say, I was always out there in the world, man. I did it all. So, you know, I'm quick to get attitude. I'm quick to ready, you know. But God had to develop me. God had to change me. And brothers out there don't know God, but at the same time, we have to show them a role model, man. We got to speak. You know what's going on. You know what's happening. Don't be a coward. You know, don't be scared to get involved. You know, you get involved with the authority. You know, you don't be trying to be a superhero, but you get involved with the story because you know what's going on. You know that you know that girl getting that black eye. You know that brother getting beat up. You know that, but you know what we do. We sit back and say it's not our problem. Yes, it is our problem, because once that person gets killed, then you get to say, oh, I should have. No, it's too late for all that. It's our problem. So let's be more aware. Let's be more aware of our current situation, and let's not be hold back. Come on, man. Let's speak out, man. No, we say no to violence. They say yes to jest. So that's all I had to say, my brother.
Man, God bless you, man. You come on, like that fire. Get on back in there. I want you to take that hand. And when you touch your wife, the anointing is going to flow through you by all of us. That when you said foot, I know 4 had already started praying and reaching out in the spirit towards Madison, Wisconsin, to that over that whole body, that if she just reaches up. And when you
that's
touch her, say, just reach up and touch the hem of his garment, God is going to heal all of that bacteria, all of the sickness, all of the disease that is trying to infiltrate her because of the work she is now stepping into. We bind any attack. We bind any distraction from the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we strengthen her spirit to go, to press, and to step into more of the anointing that God has set over her life. In Jesus' name we pray, is done, finished, and complete. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, bro, man. Give me a call later. Let me know how it's going.
All right, definitely.
Love you. Come on, anybody else? Go ahead, dial 1. I know we're a little bit over time because we like to keep Saturdays. I know people got things to do, but this is a serious issue that we want to broadcast, and it's going live. Oh, next weekend, I need you. If you don't want to talk right now, send me a message and say, I want to be a part of that broadcast next week. Domestic violence right next to you. That's what it's going to be called. Domestic violence right next to you. Are we paying attention? Do we know the statistics? If you don't, I just post them on the event page on Facebook, Real Talk with Pastor E. You can go through all those statistics I just read off to you and share that with someone, tag someone. Let's get it out there. But let's get awareness going on starting now. With now. Family, you are loved. You are honored. You are appreciated. But most of all, You are beautifully made by God. And as you submit to his authority, that who he's made you, no one can take it. No one can separate it. No one can destroy it. But God wants to elevate you now to become who he's called you to be. But as we were just sharing, you can reach up and touch the hem of his garment. You can reach up and be made whole. You can reach up and know that I am who God called me to be. Amen. God bless you guys.
Touch the hill.